Welcome to the Unstuck Podcast. I'm your host, Sean Miner. This weekly no-fluff mindset show arms you with the practical tools you need to get unstuck so you can get exactly what you want out of life. Remember, when you change your mind, your life will follow. Let's get into today's episode. Hey there, friends. Welcome back to the Unstuck Podcast, or if this is the first time you're joining us here, welcome to the Unstuck Podcast. So happy to have all of you here. Thank you for joining me yet again. Today, I'm really just going to kind of go off the cuff and list out some of my all-time favorite mindset and/or spiritual books. Y'all know I love to read. Y'all know I love to learn. Y'all know I love to take what I learn and share it with you. But I've gotten so many questions from so many people, especially over on Instagram, about where to get started, how to get started, what to read to really dive into all of this. So I have some options for you, and we'll kind of go over some different options based on where you're at, what kind of information you like, how you like to absorb and read, and personalities you like, all that good stuff. We'll go over some different options, some of which, if you guys have been following me, any of you for some time, will be a repeat because I still have books from years ago that I recommended that, hey, I still recommend. So you might have already read these because of my recommendation, but there will definitely be some new ones too that I haven't yet mentioned, things I've read recently that I have been loving. Before we do that, quick reminder, last call, everybody, all my Unstuck projectors, last chance to get in is right now, today, if you are listening to this when it airs. The Unstuck Project is open for enrollment for the final day for the rest of the year. It's a long time. It's a long time to continue to stay stuck when there is a very helpful 8-week course to get you unstuck. Now, this one in particular is for those that are dealing with health issues, body image issues, diet issues, that want to get unstuck with their physical body. Although I will tell you that it is not just about your physical body. I created it with that theme in mind, but it really truly is getting you unstuck in all areas of your life. But that is what's going on over in the Unstuck Project. So if that is calling to you, you see the value in that, and you are basically just done with this and ready to actually get unstuck and do this work and do it in a way that makes sense and goes with the flow of how things work instead of just randomly doing this or that, if you want to build a regular mindset practice that feels really good, gets you into alignment and helps you become an energetic match for that health, body, mindset that you want, keeps you there, and just does a whole bunch of really wonderful things for the rest of your life, then now is the time. It is your time. SeanMiner.com/unstuck to get in and get the special bonus offer that will only be happening right now for the rest of the year. All right, let's move into some of these books. As I mentioned, lots of questions and DMs and all that stuff about what books I read and what books I recommend. So I was, you know, responding back to all these people, and I was really just like, there needs to be a hub with all of these books. It needs to be a place where people can come back to once they read one and they want to go to number two or two to number three and keep going down the list. So let's just make a podcast episode about it. As I said, reading these kinds of books is really my favorite way to continue to learn and grow in my own personal practice. And it also keeps me connected to my spiritual and mental and emotional health. I feel like, I mean, at least for me, I feel like it's super easy for me to just go back to my old ways of doing things the way I was doing things for what, 35, 36 years. It's just like you, especially living in the world that we live in and extra chaos, especially right now too, it's so easy to go back to this autopilot mode, to go back to, you know, just this mind heavy type of living instead of focusing on the heart and the emotions and your spiritual body. And it's so easy to get caught up in life's ups and downs and get out of alignment and stop focusing on your energy and stop really feeling how you wish to feel and working towards that goal. And even just getting out of your mindset practice, you know, not journaling, not meditating, not taking time for yourself, not doing self-care rituals, not focusing on your self-love and self-compassion, all of these things that we talk about here on the Unstuck podcast, for me at least, I can't speak for you, but I can speak for me and tell you that if I don't read these kinds of books and continue on with my journaling and my meditation, so the books are part of my mindset practice, even just reading a couple pages some days, are part of my mindset practice. And if I don't do that, then I don't stay centered in my spiritual and emotional and energetic health. And when I don't do that, when I don't stay here, I feel it. I really, really feel it in so many various ways, with my stress level, with my emotions, with my thoughts racing, with just being an autopilot, with not even seeing the beauty around me, being in this go, go, go mentality. And I just feel this disconnection. And so I read and it keeps me in alignment. It keeps me grounded. It keeps me focused on what really matters. It keeps me rooted in my spirituality. So maybe that's something that resonates with you too. Again, if you're not a reader, all of these books, I'm pretty sure, come in Audible type format. So that's great. If it's not a value to you to have these physical books, like for me, we don't have the space right now to actually have physical books. So I read on Kindle. I get all of these on Kindle, and that's a great option. I have a huge library on my Kindle, but also a lot of these you can also find at your library. And even if you're not going to the library right now, or you don't like to go to the library, you don't have one close to you, there's a lot of virtual libraries or library apps now too, which will deliver it to your Kindle or in other electronic form. So that's an option for you too. So you don't have to get these physical books and create this massive bookshelf. If that's not your vibe, you can listen to them. You can read them online. Tons of other options too. All right, so let's get into this list. The first one, as I think most of you will guess, because I talk about this book a lot, is called You Are a Badass by Jen Sincero. One of my all-time favorite books. I've read it 3 or 4 times now, maybe even more than that. This was the first book that I ever read that even got me to start considering mindset work. I heard Jen on another podcast and really liked her vibe, really took to what she was saying. And so I got her first book, You Are a Badass, and it really opened my eyes. Now, the thing I love about this book is that it is very, well, first of all, hilarious. She's really funny. She takes these kind of spiritual or esoteric or kind of out there concepts such as law of attraction, vibrational energy, those kinds of things we talk about here on Unstuck, and really makes them very real life, very easily digestible and relatable. And funny also. Now, if you don't like swearing, not the book for you. If you don't like a little bit of kind of like crass or just kind of pushy humor in a way, also not for you. But if there is someone, either you or someone you know, who is having a hard time kind of really believing in this kind of stuff and really understanding how any of this works to change your thoughts, to work on your beliefs, to lift your vibration, all of that stuff, if there's kind of any skeptics out there, either you or someone in your life, really good book to get you started. I'm so glad that this was the first book I read, because then for me, like, it really resonated with me, and I actually wanted to go the more quote unquote woo woo spiritual esoteric route, but I could also not, and really just use these practical applications of what may be more spiritual and go that route. But for me, it resonated to continue down the path of the spiritual journey, which kind of the rest of the books are that I'm going to list. But it gives you kind of that choice of like, what resonates with me now? Where do I go from here? So again, You Are a Badass by Jen Sincero. Practical, super funny, little bit of probably a lot of swear words. So be aware, if that's not your jam, this isn't the book for you. But if you need a little kick in the pants and to get out of your own way and to get out of your own head, this is the book for you, and you will be entertained in the process for sure. Now, going along with that is another book by Jen Sincero that I recommend specifically for people who are looking to change their relationship with money. Again, as I mentioned in last week's episode, when we talked about the money mindset, when I first decided to see if I could use some of these mindset principles on my financial situation, I turned to this book first. You Are a Badass at Making Money. This was the book. I remember, I will never forget, I was on a walk, I was listening to this on Audible, and she started talking about some of the stories that she had about money and some of the common money mindset beliefs that we hold, a lot of us hold. I will never forget when she talked about that, like, money, making a lot of money is bad. Like, you shouldn't want to make a lot of money. That was my story. And I remember when she was talking about that and how that's actually not the case. And you can really, making a lot of money just makes you an even better person. If you are a good person and you make a lot of money, it gives you that many more tools to do good deeds within the world, that basically is just more energy backing up your positive, gracious, generous self. I was like, oh my God, this is what has been holding me back. I remember that light bulb moment so clearly. So if you are someone who thinks you might be unknowingly blocking your money flow, great book to get you started. You Are a Badass at Making Money. Again, same things apply. Swear words, like, very upfront humor. If that doesn't feel good to you, not the book for you. But if that doesn't, I have another book specifically about money. This is something I read relatively recently, within the last 6-8 months or so. It's called The Illusion of Money by Kyle Cease, who is actually a former comedian. So it is also a very funny book. I think you will find that this is kind of the overarching theme for many of these books. Also, lots of good humor, a little bit more dry. I don't know if that's a right word. A little bit more muted humor. Like, you have to, a little bit more sarcastic. You have to really, like, search for it a little bit. But it is a really entertaining book, but also so good when it comes to more so the lesson in abundance and really how we are actually sticking ourselves into this place of scarcity and lack because of our fixation on money, and how we desire more of it and how we fear not having enough of it, and all of these stories that we have. and how this obsession with money is actually causing us our insanity, our creativity, our freedom, our power, because we are so uber focused on money and essentially putting our focus too strongly in one basket, which is keeping us from actually living the life we want to live. It is just such a good book, The Illusion of Money by Kyle Cease. So check that out if you are really trying to wrap your head around abundance versus scarcity and what you're really after with money. Now, moving on, Think and Grow Rich by Pam Grau. This is one we just got done reading as a group in the Unstuck Collective. Everyone loved it. This is all about gratitude and appreciation, which you might be thinking, why do I need a whole book about being grateful and appreciative? I know that that's what I need to be doing. I am, I promise. I make my gratitude lists, all that stuff. Why do I need a whole book? Because it is really good. It is a really, really good book, a very feel-good book. Also, again, lighthearted and practical. It is very entertaining. What I love the most about this book and the other book by Pam Grau that I'm going to mention called E Squared, what I love about both, first of all, her personality, she's also funny, but she's more so just really good at creating a realistic picture of these, again, somewhat woo-woo esoteric spiritual stuff. Like, so good at making them very down to earth and digestible for people that are having a hard time or not interested in the woo aspect. She is woo. We'll say that though. She's just so good. So good at creating that bridge. But in both of her books that I'm going to recommend, what I love the most is she gives real stories, either her own stories, or she's a blogger, so she has a lot of connection with her audience, and they will send her stories of this stuff working, of things actually shifting in their life, like things that you just can't explain any other way besides energy work, besides doing this mindset spiritual work. And I love, love, love reading those stories because it just confirms so clearly everything we're working on. And when you see those stories in others, then you see, oh, I actually have those stories too. That's crazy. That's what was happening here. So I absolutely love reading those stories. Again, Think and Grow Rich by Pam Grau. It's all about gratitude and appreciation. I actually think right now, too, it might be like $1.99 on Kindle if you do have a Kindle. So great deal, but so good. I highly recommend. And then as I said, her other book I recommend is called E Squared. This one is more centered around the law of attraction. And it actually is set up to be little law of attraction experiments. So I think most of them are like 48 hours. Like, you have 48 hours to really practice this one thing and see what comes up for you. So you are essentially, you know, working with the universe to be in this law of attraction place to where you are actually attracting things and you're seeing these things come into your physical existence. So really fun, super fun. And it's great for either like the skeptics of law of attraction or the beginners in law of attraction. Again, this is one I read really early on. All of these really, especially Pam Grau, really resonated with me early on. And so I did these experiments and I really did have things come about, just little things that you aren't even looking for. And then once you do, when you start working on this law of attraction work and this energy work, you see the shifts that happen. So again, super fun, tiny little experiments, great personality, great writing, makes it really enjoyable while being educational. Moving on, again, another one that many of you are not going to be surprised is on my list. I've talked about it on this podcast, I know for sure, from the very beginning, and that is Ask and It Is Given by Esther and Abraham Hicks, and actually Jerry Hicks too, who was alive back then when this was written. Now, I think most of you know, if you have done any looking into of Abraham Hicks, that it is on the more spiritual woo-woo end of things. Whereas the other ones I've mentioned before, more practical and really putting that spiritual work into a practical real life approach, this is just straight up woo. But it's so, so good. And this was, again, my very first book. After reading from Jen Sincero, I went right into Asking It Is Given. Again, heard about it on a podcast, got into it, actually started it as an audiobook, and then also bought the physical book because I liked having both and knew I wanted to start highlighting some things. And so I liked having both means. But for me, it was the first time I listened to the book, I was like, what the heck? This is very strange. She's channeling something else. What is going on here? And they do share the whole story of how she did start channeling, being a channel for Abraham. Again, might sound a little out there for you. That's cool if it's too much. But I do think that, you know, I was super skeptical too. But I still went through the book and it still really did resonate with me, and especially the practices that they give you to start trying in your own life. I understood so clearly. And if you are someone that has listened to this podcast and you resonated with the emotional frequency scale that I shared back in episode 2 or 3, I believe, and I'll share it again here if you don't have that yet, that scale came from this book. So if you resonate with that scale, you will resonate with this book, at least the principles and concepts of this book. So it's an oldie, but a goodie. It's one that was my first step into the spiritual woo kind of thing. And I never looked back. Absolutely resonated with me. I just really loved it, loved everything about it. And, you know, I still listen to Abraham Hicks all the time over on YouTube, and it still resonates with me. So something to consider if that is something that resonates with you too. Moving on, the next one, The Universe Has Your Back by Gabrielle Bernstein. This one, again, I think this was one I read almost right after Asking It Is Given. So it's been a while. This is really something that takes those practices, takes what Abraham Hicks shares and applies it to current everyday existence, except that it stays woo. So, and I hope you guys are all okay with me using that phrase a lot in this episode. I've gotten some comments on how people don't like that I say woo woo, but I think we all just need to kind of release the story that woo-woo is bad, or like people will think we're weird if we're woo-woo. Just release all that and just know that it's a really descriptive way to talk about some of this stuff. And that's all it is. It's just a really good, because we all understand that. We all come from that place of where we know what that means, but it doesn't have to be this like negative, bad thing. It's just how we're describing it here. So back to The Universe Has Your Back. It is practical, but still woo-woo. So it applies the law of attraction, energetic health, spirituality to how we're moving through everyday life, and essentially how we are missing that piece from our connection to life, from happiness, from security, from being able to relax with the sense of certainty and freedom. And how to basically start living life now and stop looking in the past or in the future for your answers or for what you're going to obsess about. It's just kind of living in the now, and does a really good job, gives you tools, tons of tools and stories on how you can actually apply this stuff to your life. So The Universe Has Your Back, Gabrielle Bernstein. Next one, this is for all of you who have maybe read a few of the books I've already said, have done some mindset work, are really into your spiritual health, really understanding all of this stuff, and are ready to take it to the next level. And that is The Power of Now by Eckhart Tolle. This book I read about the same time as I was reading Abraham Hicks and Universe Has Your Back and those stories, those books. And then I picked up The Power of Now and I was just completely not ready for it. It completely went over my head. I didn't understand. I had to reread every paragraph multiple times for it to remotely sink in, and it still just wasn't resonating with me. So I put it away. It wasn't the right time, clearly. And you may have done that too, or maybe you will if you pick it up after this episode and you're not quite ready for it. But then I reread it now probably a year ago, and totally different story. I loved it. It resonated so much with me. I took so many notes from that book, and it is something that I still think about every day. And as you can tell from the title, The Power of Now, it's all about reminding yourself and realizing that the present moment is all you're living. You're just constantly living in this moment, and this moment, and this moment. And so spending any energy on what's already happened or what might happen in the future is completely pointless and energy draining. And there is no other way than living in the now, because that is all we have. And that is what is really missing in all of our lives. We spend almost all of our time living in the past or future and draining our energy because of it. So Eckhart Tolle goes into the power of now, the power of this present moment, and what can really happen if we do stay living in the present. The thing that makes it a little bit of a challenge, I think, at least for me, initially, was in how he presents it. It is very deep. It is just how it's written. It's not lighthearted like the rest of the books have been. It is deep. It is educational. It is transformative, but it is a lot to take in. So really, for me, I was reading 5 pages a day and then letting that soak in and really trying to wrap my head around everything that was said just in those 5 pages, because it's just so dripping with education and knowledge and experience that you really want to absorb it all. So keep that in mind as you're reading it. It's not something to just try to get through. I mean, it may take you 6 months to read one book because you're really trying to absorb what the author is saying. So again, The Power of Now, Eckhart Tolle. And then last one I'll leave you with, this is really just for those of you who are in, actually, I mean, it is for those who are entrepreneurs or in their own business, but I think it actually could also be for those of you who are in a career that you really want to dominate or even have a different energy towards, that you really want to work up the ladder or whatever it is for you. You want something to change within your work environment. So while it is, I think, mainly for entrepreneurs, or those running their own business or who want to run their own business, I think more of you, even just those career-minded folks, would enjoy it too. And that is Spirit Means Business by Alan Cohen. Something I just randomly came across not too long ago, I would say maybe 3 or 4 months ago, and read and just fell in love with it. It is such a good book. I think especially for me, because I am an entrepreneur, but I also see such high value in having the right mindset brought into your business and the right energy and vibration brought into your business and the crazy, crazy impact and success you can have when you shift your energy and mindset that you bring as an entrepreneur to your clients and your customers and anything. So that's why I do think that this would work even for those who are just career minded, because it still is the same energy, vibration, mindset that you're bringing into your job. So give it a shot if that is something that resonates with you. But it is so good in defining, explaining, and really showing how the spirit, your spiritual health, is absolutely essential, the key missing ingredient to being impactful, successful, financially abundant, free, peaceful, and enjoying the journey of your business, of your career, of your job. Oh, it's so good. It's so good. So I really, really love that book too. Spirit Means Business by Alan Cohen. All right. So that should be, I think, enough to get you started. As I said, I love reading, and this has really become my thing, my jam. I always have a spiritual or mindset related book going. Even if I have another book going that's not related to anything like that, I still always make sure to read at least a few pages of this kind of book every day as part of my mindset practice. And now, like I said, we have the Unstuck Collective Book Club, where we as a group read one of these books and then talk about it together and just share insights or what we do or don't like about it. So that has been paramount to not only my growth, but also to this group that we've now collected in the collective. And just a reminder, if you do want to be a part of that, if you are already on your mindset journey and want to connect with other like-minded individuals and do all of this work together and have the support and encouragement along the way, then the Unstuck Collective is ready for you and will be opening its doors to welcome new members in a few weeks. The only way you are going to know that the doors are open is if you are on the wait list over at seanminor.com/collective. I won't be doing a big ginormous announcement or anything like that this time around. I'm just going to get those of you who are truly interested in there as quickly as possible in just a few weeks. We are ready, so excited to have some new faces and new voices, new chats with our new high vibe besties. Again, seanminor.com/collective to learn more and get on the wait list. But anyway, all that to say, if you really want to stay in this high vibe place and connected and doing this mindset work, I do think reading or even listening to audiobooks is a great way to do so. It's kind of in addition to the other stuff you're doing. It really keeps it top of mind, gives you some new things to think about and explore, and it's fun. So those are some books for you to get started. Tons of other ones on my list of favorites. These are just like the tip of the iceberg as far as the books I recommend, but I think it's enough for now, and we will add on in a future episode. So your homework for today is maybe just check out one of these books. I have all of them linked up in the show notes for your easy access. So head over there, check them out. See if they're at your library. See if you can get them on Audible or on Kindle, or order the actual book, whatever feels best for you. All right, that will do it for this episode. Again, if you are loving the Unstuck podcast, please let me know. Two ways you can do that. You can share this episode. You can share any other episode that really resonated with you with a friend on your Instagram stories, in your Facebook groups, whatever works for you. However you can spread the word, please, I would absolutely love to see that. And it means so much to me. And you can also leave a 5-star review over on iTunes. We are over 200. Thank you to everyone who has left a 5-star review. 200. That's a lot. So grateful for those. You can head over there. Let me know what you're loving about the show. I read every single one, and it means the absolute world to me. Both of those are just incredible ways that you can pay it forward. All right. Thank you, everyone, so much, and we'll see you next week. Take care.